Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, segment two, 5 o'clock hour. Covered the men's basketball team. I do think they'll bounce back, but obviously this weekend it's NFL playoffs, Austin, and I'm calling my shot right now. Listen, I know all you Kansas City fans. I know it's Patrick Mahomes. I'm telling you, I'm just going to say this right now. Somehow, some way, my two teams are going to win. So if you don't know what my two teams are, it's Buffalo and Houston. They gonna win. I just got it.
Red, white, and blue. God bless America.
I think Houston's gonna go there, and turn up one time. Slew footed slang. I just see something in him that he's gonna put himself back live on stage. Something is gonna go their way. Houston's gonna win, and then Buffalo gonna represent. Now it's gonna be snowing in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be crazy. Now Buffalo's got to go do it. Now, I do think with Milano coming back, he's a really good matchup against Derrick Henry. But I was not thinking Derrick Henry would make this big of a impact. I mean, I knew he was a great player.
Yeah.
But they're just a running team anyways. It's legit, dude. Mm-hmm. He's legit. Now Pittsburgh, I don't think is the Pittsburgh of old, but yeah. And I think so. So Houston plays tomorrow at Kansas City, right?
Yep.
3:30, dub, Houston, dub, Kansas City fans, they just be mad, dub. And then tomorrow, or then Sunday, 5:30, dub, Buffalo. That's guaranteed. Now let's move over to...
Can I just say?
What?
I didn't pick Houston to win, but they were my team to watch this weekend. That defense is legit, and here's a nugget, Jay. Mahomes has not thrown an interception in the divisional round in his career. Could he be due for backbreaker?
Yeah, he's going to throw interceptions. And then we're just going to just keep him at bay. Now, I don't know how we're going to block Chris Jones or Colossus because we ain't blocked nobody all season. I like Laremy Tunsil against George Colossus or whatever his name is. But I don't know about Chris Jones. We got to do something. We got to go back to cut blocking, quick game or something.
Sacrifice the running back at the altar if Chris Jones every snap.
But you know who's going to pay dividends, though? Joe Mixon, who has hands down.
Is he back? He's available?
Did you see him last week?
Joe Mixon? That's right. That's last week. Yeah.
He has hands down. You're thinking of Dave Montgomery. He has hands down the best end zone dances of anybody in the league. And he's a big dude, man.
Large human.
Yeah. So I think, but on the NFC side, I think the Lions will beat the Commanders. I think with them being able to interview for jobs with the coordinators and really, really lock in on the Commanders. And being at home, I think Detroit is just a better team right now than Washington, but I think it's going to be a good game. I think the physicality and the run game is going to really lean on Detroit, and I think with Montgomery coming back, I mean, that's going to just add to it. And actually, Detroit is getting healthier. You think getting Alex Azoni back, the linebacker, I think he allows them to do so much more on defense from the coverage ability against Zach Ertz. And a blitzing ability, and then or a switch with him and Campbell, and then they got a young other linebacker in Davis, and they rotate guys, which then frees up Branch, which then frees up everybody else. And I think they've just been playing really, really well. And if they get a lead, and they know you're passing, Aaron Glenn can dial up some blitzes in it because he's starting to really, really get some gel with the mixed match group back there in the back, let's say back four or five, based on the injuries.
Who's the best quarterback left in the NFC?
Quarterback. Jared Goff. Which is crazy because the Rams threw him away for Matthew Stafford. As hot as Stafford can play, he can go cold too.
In a hurry.
Real in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be, and in there, and when they play Philly, he's gonna be cold. Because that defensive line of Philly, the depth and the draft picks are healthy. I know they lost Dean last week, but they got a ton of guys. I'm just telling you, I think the Rams, even though I think their defense is better than when they played earlier in the year.
They got nothing up the middle for that run game.
Right, but I think the Philly's offensive line with the week being rested and getting healthier, I think it's going to be more of the same. I think Philly's more physical than them. Their only chance is two. Stafford and Kupp and those guys come out hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they get mixed in, obviously, the run game, right? So they keep the Philly's offense on the sidelines. And then Jalen Hurts continues to play just average.
Mm. AJ Brown leaves his book at home instead of on the sideline.
Make Jalen Hurts beat you. Drop him back, throwing the ball.
Contain.
Yeah. Make spy. Him beat you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make him beat you. Make him fit some ball, some tight windows. Make him do that. Then I think it actually really, really goes the Rams' way. But I think Philly defensively, run game wise, and then also playing at home. And then also I think for Jalen Hurts, I think last week after being off for 2 weeks, you're kind of feeling your way back into the game, the speed of the game, mm-hmm. the timing with your receivers, and doing just enough to beat the Packers. And the Packers, really weren't ever a threat. I think it was a very, very conservative game plan where you want to protect the quarterback and so forth and so on. Now I think they're going to unleash him. I think you're going to see more quarterback runs, whether it's on schedule, off schedule. So what I mean by that is the RPOs, which if they ever get back to that, their first year, they're really going to be dangerous. But then also I think the ones where if you see the Rams, which has, pretty decent coverage guys, if they catch them in a cover one or with a two man or something like that, where it really, really opens up the middle of the field, look for Jalen Hurts to.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really impose his will early in the game. Keep Matthew Stafford and that offense on the sidelines. And then you'll be able to turn around and hand it to Barkley. But the one thing about this run game is, if you go back to the Packers game, it felt like in the first 2.5 quarters, they had Saquon pretty much in check. And then they just started just wearing him out. And then the four-yard runs turned into 8, 9, 10, and then a big one. And his game set match. And then obviously when the Eagles got a chance to close him out, they did defensively.
And that's an Eagles team that I didn't think would be in this position this year. I was worried about all the drama going on there with AJ Brown, but with Sirianni especially.
Yeah.
I didn't see them bouncing back and getting the two seed.
I thought, well, Sirianni was on the way out.
He was.
Now, here's also the caveat here. Here's a little sneaky tip. This right here. I think it's a foregone conclusion that Kellen Moore is the Cowboys head coach. Nobody said it yet. First of all, Jerry.
Can we just take a second and laugh at Jerry Jones firing Kellen Moore as offensive coordinator and now hiring him as head coach?
Mike McCarthy made him. And it probably was like, yeah, I'll let you go. I'll see you in a couple years. Because I bet you Jerry Jones didn't think he was ready to be a head coach. Now it's all sellable. Here he comes back. He's had a really good offense. He's at Philly. He's won a couple years. He got the experience, blah, blah, blah. Jerry Jones ain't hiring primetime for two reasons. One, primetime is more popular than him. The other one, figure it out on yourself. Straight up. So I think it's Kellen Moore. So the only thing that could really hurt Philly, right? And I don't know if it affects
the interview process.
Is the interview process or knowing you have that, kind of like Dan Quinn. Yeah. Dan Quinn, that last game last year with the Cowboys defense, knew he had the Washington job, and the defense and the preparation looked horrible. Mm-hmm. Very, very basic. Mm-hmm. So if you start to see stuff like that, that lets you Kellen Moore has one foot out the door.
And it still came down to Dak sliding.
Exactly. But the way their defense had played for all year versus then, it looks significantly different. So I think if that's the case, then that really, really bodes well for the Rams.
Is Philly talented enough to overcome a bad game plan? I mean, that's still a loaded roster.
It is probably for me, I could argue that's the best roster in the league.
Which I would not fight you on that.
I mean, it has enough veterans and has all that young talent that's been productive. Mm-hmm. They've hit it out of the park with draft picks, mm-hmm. Have two really good coordinators, and obviously the head coach there is as well. So, yeah, I think it's the most talented roster. But it's the head coach seems to have got out of his own way,
yeah,
and has got his face off the TV. I think he fell in love with the whole mantra and the being the bravado or whatever you want to call it, being too quote unquote competitive because he grew up with two other brothers. Like, look, dude.
And he fed into the security guard thing. Yeah,
he fed
into
all of it. And I was like, I'm sitting there like, dude, I didn't grow up with two older siblings or, siblings in the house, but you ain't the only one. You ain't no more competitive. You're not any more competitive than many of those guys in the stands. I think that overtook it, and I think him almost losing his job got him back to what was really, what made them successful a couple years ago. Also, let's not forget, for them to be able to continue the pass rush without Brandon Graham. Now, I got a text here. I got a couple of texts here before we go to break. 0457 said, he said, Jay, I love you. He said, but Baltimore, KC are going to curb stomp your teams. Damn. I mean, can you just say they're going to beat them? He says, sorry, not sorry. He said, Josh Allen, LOL in the playoffs. Mahomes is unbeatable in the playoffs. Facts, no cap.
He said curb stomp.
That's cold-blooded.
Came for it. That's personal.
Yeah, but also I will say this. Josh Allen in the playoffs. Google Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. You will be pleasantly surprised who's outperformed who. And so I'm going to tell you this. Josh Allen ain't been the reason. What's that?
What is this, Jay?
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. Dang, everybody coming for me, man.
I'm not even a Chiefs fan.
Dang, that's this has been an epic kind of calling me a trick out this week. You got another unknown texter, 2366. He says, Nixon sprained his ankle in practice yesterday. Well, that's going to Nolan. Is it Nolan?
Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith, or who's Nixon?
Did he mean Mixon or Nixon? Because those are two very different players.
He must be Joe Mixon.
That's not ideal for Houston.
No.
If that's true.
I got to get on my phone. It don't matter.
Make your calls quick, Jay. Games tomorrow.
No, but CJ's going to do his thing. And Joe Mixon is going to answer the bell. Period.
Mm.
So, 0457.
Corridor, baby.
We're going to see what you're going to say come Monday. All right. And then we got old dad, 34. He says, he just got on, but y'all make picks for the natty. If not, who you picking?
We have all day Monday to get to that.
Yeah, we do.
We have all day, all show Monday.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, we do.
We're chilling.
Yeah, we'll wait for it. I got to think about that. Oh, first of all, I ain't never picking Notre Dame. I don't care what Nick says. I don't care what Marcus Freeman been converted to or not. He ain't winning. Thomas and Lincoln says, I may be on an island with this, but go Texas. That's my man, Thomas. Can't stand the KC fans. We'll say that. And hope they get the throwing curse and can't make it to the playoffs next year. The one thing I think eventually it's going to be coming down to how many holding penalties they call, because Houston has a really good pass rush. If you can get Patrick Mahomes off his spot and get him moving, just like any quarterback, you can definitely affect him. So I think my two teams are going to win. I'm not saying this with my heart or whatever. I do think there's a way for both of them are going to win. It's not easy. I look forward to going to Buffalo to watch them both play for AFC Championship, though.
Hey.
Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.